Hey, good day, everybody. Thank you for joining us. It's time for your Monday interview right here on Grand Forks Best Source. Today, we are about to be joined by Friz, Sherry, Dan, and Cheryl of Oh for Heaven's Cakes and More. But before we get to them, today's show is brought to you by CNH Insurance, where CNH Insurance began with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service. They strive to give everyone who walks through their door special attention and the best customer service possible. This is their priority, and their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience, and they're licensed in North Dakota, Minnesota, and even Arizona, too, for all you people who like to go down there during the wintertime. For all of your insurance needs, why don't you go ahead and contact them. Give Justin, Jody, or Tammy a call at 218-773-0287, or stop by their offices at 1427 Central Avenue Northwest in East Grand Forks. We here at GFBS insure through CNH Insurance, and maybe you should, too. That's CNH Insurance of East Grand Forks. All right, we want to give a big thank you to some of the best bakers joining me in the studio today. Welcome, Sherry, Cheryl, Dan, and Friz. Thank you guys for joining me today.
Hi, thanks, good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Got to do the crowd clap. I'm always, I always tell John I love to use the crowd clap button. How are you guys doing today? Happy Monday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a Monday.
Yes.
Enjoying the total eclipse outside.
Yes. Yeah, well, it was
a cloud covered.
Yeah. I heard
2 o'clock today.
I heard even though we got a bit of that overcast day, it will still kind of have a bit of an effect in our area, but like it'll kind of
cool things down for just a minute.
Yeah, there's going to be a temperature drop for like that whole hour it'll be going on or so, and it'll mess with like the overcast a little bit.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm still going to go watch
it. Share the video to Facebook.
Okay. Oh, much appreciated. We got, if anyone watching live, we got questions, comments for the Oh for Heaven's crew. Go ahead and chime away in the chat room. We want to hear what you guys had to say. Give some love for the Oh for Heaven's crew, or call or text in 701-213-0863. And how we always like to kick off every show in the spirit of John Roberts, he's on vacation. I know he says he's actually got a prime total solar eclipse spot. He's right in the area where it's hitting, I believe, in Arkansas. So we wish him safe travels and having a great total solar eclipse experience. But we got to keep up his ritual, the Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me segment. So I got two baking-themed ones for today. I'll see if you guys can guess them here. Why did the loaf of bread initiate the breakup with their significant other? Because it was crumbling. Yes, okay.
We got to love the dad
right.
jokes.
Semi seal of approval on that one. Thumbs in the middle. I'll take it. All right. How about this next one? How do you spot a radical baker? They're always going against the grain. Yes.
Yeah, I'll give you a thumbs
All
up
right.
for that one.
Woo-hoo.
It's the yeast you could do.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Oh, gosh.
Dan is definitely one of our resident dad jokers.
Hey, you know, it's always so cool. It's like the spirit. You guys are always joke. Whenever I stop by there every like week or two, you guys are always in high spirits and always just like the jokes are going on. You guys, I don't think I ever see a dull moment in there at Over Heaven's Cakes. You guys are, I guess before we just jump into it here, you guys are located in the Grand Cities Mall,
yep.
Just kind of adjacent
north
down the hall.
Side. Yep, north. Just down from you guys.
Yeah, and yeah, I always love stopping by in there. You're one of our regular advertisers for as long as I've been here, been with us for a while, and we'll be hearing a bit from about the giving the old hard sell for Over Heavens here in the middle of the show. But quick, in case people want to find out more for you guys, are on like social media, like Over Heavens Cakes on Facebook.
Yep, we have Facebook. Instagram, I think that's
yeah. I
it.
Think that's all we've got right now.
Now we are about to get. I think when we last talked to you around Christmas time, Sherry, you're here with Kaylin.
Kaylin,
That was like a few weeks before Christmas. How did you guys? How did the Christmas season go for you all?
We survived.
Yeah. Yes, a lot of busy days, a lot of pre-orders.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the pies during Thanksgiving was I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
I have never seen anything like that. That was insane.
If I remember right, it was like record Thanksgiving pre-orders for
420. Yeah.
Gosh. How about what was it? Did the pies for Christmas get up to those totals?
Nope.
Yeah.
Not
a little
too
calmer.
Bad. I mean, yeah, a lot calmer. It's a lot more of the Christmas cookies and all that Christmas cakes. Happy Birthday Jesus and
So yeah. Now Easter was last weekend. How's that comparatively for like the I saw you guys had some awesome carrot designs on some cakes and stuff like that on your social media.
It's
up there, but not as.
Yeah.
I think it was a little quieter this year because it wasn't really, I don't know. Weather wasn't really great for doing much out and abouting and everything. So I think things were a little bit slower this year around.
Yeah. And we didn't have the realtor bunny cakes this year.
No realtor bunny cakes. That's usually a popular.
Oh, man. They just did it last year. And so it was kind of nice to have a little break, though.
Gosh, yeah.
I actually hurt myself.
That was
the first year that I'd done the bunny cakes, and I gave myself trigger finger.
Oh,
got my ring finger stuck, and I couldn't make it straighten out or anything. I had to snap it to get it.
You guys are always going to town decorating, and usually when I'm stopping by, you guys are always like, "Dale, check this out!" And just seeing the very creative designs you guys are up to back there, it's just jaw dropping. And we got a great, just like the last couple times you're on, we got a great come by right after the break in the show today. You guys are gonna be curating a cake art gallery of sorts. So you guys stay tuned. We got a lot of great stuff on tap here. I guess before we jump too into the thick of things and preview the graduation wedding season ahead, we got some new faces joining us for the first time from the Over Heavens crew. Dan and Cheryl, let's get to know you two a little bit more. Cheryl, or maybe we'll start off with you a little bit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. I actually went in before we came, and I'm starting our new Shrine Circus cookies. Doing clowns today is what I was working on.
Oh, wow. Is that like a big promotion you guys got going on usually each year with the Shriners? Or
we usually haven't, but thought this year would be a good thing to boost.
Yeah. Gosh, yeah, so many childhood memories of going to the Hislop Center Shriner Circus. That was like a staple for my family. How long have you been with Over Heavens Cakes and More?
Well, I've been there for just over a year now, but I only work part-time, and I took a little bit of time off, and now I just go in, and Sherry lets me play with all her ingredients, and I have a lot of fun.
Been there for a year. From the Grand Forks area originally, or out of town?
I'm from Grand Forks. I'm from the South End, so I went to Kelly and Schrader and Red River, and I got 2 degrees at UND. But then I was gone raising my children. My husband was active duty Army. And then I came home in 2020. I actually got home and wanted tickets for a hockey game, and I was told it is sold out, and the next day it was canceled.
Oh, gosh.
Because of COVID.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, that year. But been back in for a few years then. What would you say was I always like to ask for whenever we got a new Over Heavens crew member on here, what was your origin story for getting into baking? What was the spark?
I really love decorating, and I was doing Christmas cookies, and someone said, you should find a bakery, because I work at the Ralph, and I take in cookies, and they were like, oh, you got to find a bakery, and I walked into Sherry's bakery one day, and I showed her some pictures, and I actually stayed a few hours and worked, and I've just loved it ever since.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Was it big, like, with your family growing up, like, kind of like family baking around the holidays, or just kind of fell into it?
Just kind of fell into it. I have 5 kids, and I did a lot of baking with them, but it was all, I'm good enough for the kids type thing. You know, kind of like my singing. I can sing to an infant, and usually they don't cry worse. But it wasn't until I really met Sherry and she made me feel like I could do it that I thought I could do it.
Get that awesome confidence build. Well, that's got to be super gratifying to be like just kind of, you know, minds coming together there and all of a sudden like bringing out the most and even more than people they can imagine. Sherry, has that just been something you've just seen just being like, wow, I didn't know I had this in me.
it's awesome because everybody brings a different aspect. So we have somebody that's better at this, but then somebody else is better at this, and you can combine it, and there's times that we have to work on having more than one person work on a cake because of the different components to it and everything. So it's nice to when you can finally do something and
find the right positions.
Yeah.
Sounds like, you know, kind of like a baseball analogy. All right, you know, we need an outfielder for this. You know, we got our pitcher for that, our shortstop for this. And everyone's just, you got the, you filling in all the right positions. Cheryl, what'd you say? What do you like? You're doing cookies right now. Sort of thing from the past year that stands out the most from some of your favorites that you've worked on?
Jeez, I don't even know.
you get the most excited about that major cupcake order every month?
We do. We have this big cupcake order, and I love doing it. Just cakes scare me because if I ruin a cake, I just ruin something really big, really important. If I do a cupcake or a cookie, it's like I'll just buy and eat that one.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah, the big orders with cupcakes, and I just kind of tuck my head down and do it, and I have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can vouch for you guys' cupcakes. I usually try and get a different one or get a rotation going where I revisit ones here, and almost all of them are fantastic. Dan, Mr. Dan Jenkins here, first time on the show. Welcome.
Yep.
How are you doing today? Big props on that hat. I was talking a little bit before the show.
Yes.
What was the genesis for that?
I've been collecting stuffed animals forever, and I've kind of had a cat in a hat thing going since I've been about 18. I'm 49 now. These I've been collecting for the past few years. It turned out pretty very good. I just got a wild hare and just a little bit of elastic, and I just started putting them on there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it just shows us the light in the moon, how you guys are always in high spirits there at Over Heavens, and you never know what you'll walk into.
Oh, yes.
How long have you been with Over Heavens Cakes and More?
I got to Over Heavens Cakes with Frizz.
Little over a year.
Yeah, a little bit over a year. We started shortly before last Easter. And that was an adventure for me as well. Once I got used to it, I was making many cupcakes in batches of 96, and I couldn't keep up.
Wow.
Yes.
I want to say I'm used to walking in there, whatever I stop by, and you're kind of going to town in the right name for it is, like in the closed off kitchen area
the baking area.
Baking area, yes. Kid, so what would you say is your largest ever order you did?
That 3-tier probably.
Yeah. The biggest cake was, I think, 16-inch double round with a 14-inch double round and an 11-inch double round. It literally took the whole oven. It was an adventure to make. Yes, I loved it.
Now, how about a little background info, get to know you a little bit. Are you from the Grand Forks area?
No. I grew up in southern Ohio. I was born in Charleston Naval Base, South Carolina. I went through high school in Hammond, Indiana. That's pretty close to Chicago. It's a great place to drive around. Completely avoid.
I've heard a lot of stories about navigating through Chicago.
Chicago is a nightmare, but it's not as bad as Cincinnati.
I guess it's like, you know, almost any other big metro area. Once you know it, but if maybe first couple times through is an eye-opener.
Once you know it, it's pretty good. But, yeah. Now, I've visited Chicago, Cincinnati, New York, Philadelphia. Every city has something uniquely wonderful about them.
Now, what was the catalyst for you getting into baking? Was it through Frizz, or were you into baking before meeting Frizz?
I did a little bit of baking in the Navy. I had a really interesting mishap trying to make bear claws.
Oh, no.
I accidentally overproofed it, and I ended up making dinosaur paws instead.
Hey, very improvised.
Yes.
There you go.
It was about 4 or 6 times bigger than what it should have been.
Oh, gosh. Hey, you made it work.
Yes. They had to cut those things into thirds, and it was gone before the meal was done.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes. Man.
Literally everybody on the ship wanted it.
Suffice to say, what may have started as like maybe just like a little dessert option grew into like one of your passions today.
Oh, yes.
Awesome, man. And like I asked Cheryl, what would you say would be one of your favorite things you've done, you've worked on for your time at O for Heaven's Cakes?
My favorite thing?
Mm-hmm. Or just one that comes to mind for one of your favorites.
My favorite thing so far is when the first Easter, the making 96 and batches of 96, and I just can't keep up. I love it when I get in my stride and we get really busy. The girls come back like every 5 minutes with another cake that needs to be done, and I've got 30, 60, 120 cakes, who knows how much, and it gets insane, and it just keeps going.
I kind of got a question for the table relating to that. I think with any job, or just it could be anything, any department that you've worked in over the years, but how's that got to be, at least from the baker's perspective? You have these big order days, and is there ever like one side of you is like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a day? But then once, kind of like Dan was mentioning here, you get all the wheels full, and you feel you got a good system going, and just having that sense of just teamwork going on, and before you know it, the day's gone. Is that where there's one side of you that dreads it, but then there's another side is, I love this. It's a question
there's
for the
never
table.
Enough hours in the day some days.
Yeah, and really the worst part is the anticipation, knowing, seeing that hill coming up. But then once you get into the meat of it and you start breaking it down into who gets to do what and making it more manageable chunks, then it just kind of goes and goes and goes. And by the time you're done, you're kind of like, wait, it's 8 p.m.? Where did the time go?
What would you say has been your longest ever day? Do you have ones like, oh my gosh, we were here like 10, 12 hours or so? Any days like that come to mind? Do you have like a personal record?
Yeah, 48 hours.
48 hours straight?
Yep.
Wow.
Graduation when we first opened.
Oh, wow, gosh. And
I
got
think
through
it. Was
it
the second year. Yep. It was, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You'd go and take like a 10-minute nap on the couch and come back out and do it. And
I was going to say, were you like rotating power naps?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, wow. I mean, that's the only way to get through it. So
going through it. I can relate to that in jobs in the past where it's like, this week or 2 week stretch is going to be undesirable, but there'll be some good to come out.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Thankfully I have not had one of those times yet, but I am both dreading and looking forward to having something happen where we're kind of like that. I mean, like graduation season, we've got one order already that is going to be ginormous.
I guess speaking of graduation season and I guess wedding season on top of it, we're saying like easily your busiest time of the year.
Oh yeah.
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 So you said the orders are starting to come in. People can go in and pre-order like cakes, cupcakes, or call you up.
We would prefer people to come in early.
Yeah.
For graduation, we usually ask for about 2 to 3 weeks before you need it, just because it
come early.
Yeah, come early, because every year there's always that chance that we're going to cut off orders.
So what's like the most popular pre-order item, would you say? Would it be like a platter of cupcakes or just like traditional cakes? Or
For graduation season, it kind of tends to be a mixture, because people want a little bit of variety depending upon the number of people they've got in their party. Different ages want different things. Like, we oftentimes get a mixture of cookies, cupcakes, and a major cake for the central piece. But it's such a huge variety, there's no telling what people are going to get. There's the cake pops, the brownies, and we can customize everything to fit the graduate's personal preference.
Cookies, bars, everything else gets kind of fine, gets thrown into the whole graduation mix too, your whole repertoire?
Yep, pretty much.
Oh, gosh. I see we got a comment in the chat, Jordan McKenzie saying, we already placed our order for graduation.
Thank you very much,
McKenzie. Thank you, Jordan.
Yes. Oh, gosh, Ed. You know, I can say, too, just from experience of my end here, too, I've pre-ordered through you guys before, too. I have birthday cake, a couple of those, and I think we just did it here in the studios. We pre-ordered a batch of cookies for our fourth-year anniversary a couple weeks ago, or about a month ago now.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's just real straightforward and simple. People are in and out of there pretty quick. And you guys are always asking for – it's not just quick, quick, and easy. You guys are great at finding details, too. Like, I think it was – Frizz, I think he took one of my pre-orders for my brother's cake, where I'm like, have you heard of this specific video game he's a big fan of? I'm sure he'd love to design on there. And I'm like, I got you covered. And I'm like, no, I trust you. And I saw your final design, and I loved it, and he absolutely loved it.
Yes, we love it when people know the person who's receiving the cake, whose birthday or party that it is. We love it when people have a theme in mind or have just a specific detail that would turn that cake into that person's cake, be it just a favorite color scheme, a favorite type of flower, character, whatever it is. And we love it when people just have a thought but like to let us kind of take that idea and run with it.
Now, wedding season, graduation season, Sherry, if I remember right, you said your specialty is the wedding cakes, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Are those already starting to pile in, the orders for those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep, and they're getting a lot more creative.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess in this, you know, the day and age of social media, people are pricing, people post their pictures of the wedding cakes, getting inspired for possible new ideas.
Yep.
It's both a good thing and a bit of a curse at times.
Dare I ask, maybe some recent examples for some of the more, like the past year or so, creative wedding cakes that you've seen that, in the Over Heavens, that has come out of Over Heavens?
Well, we do have, I sent you the one picture. I don't know if we'll were going to show it.
Oh, but I got them all queued up here.
It was a solid black cake, and I had a spatula on the frosting flowers.
Oh, wow.
And we loved it. I mean, all of us kept stopping by and going over and just oohing and aahing over it. We couldn't believe how beautiful this thing was turning out. And every time we turned around, there was just another detail added that it was like, oh, my goodness. If I did a wedding again, I'd want that cake.
Oh, gosh. We'll be showing that, I think, here in a little bit after we do our break here. I know I got one or two more questions here before we hit up our break here. So, last few months, I've been noticing it's great to have some new faces here on the show, Dan and Cheryl. I'll say it seems like I've been seeing a lot of new faces at Over Heavens. How's the staffing been? Are you guys kind of like right where you want to be staffing-wise, or are you always hiring?
We're always hiring for that right person. You know, I luck out. I think God kind of sends me the right person when I need it and everything. So it works out good. I mean, could always use a decorator or baker, or, you know, we got plenty of front people, but yeah, it's the right person when they walk in, I could always take.
Yeah, like there's Kaylin who does the cake pops. She didn't start out really doing those, but as, you know, we went, she wanted to do more and more. And she started doing cake pops, and it was like, oh, my goodness.
She just kind of dabbled with it one day?
Yeah, and then it was the Valentine's cake pops, I think. Yep. She did so fantastic on those, and I was like, okay, she's definitely our cake pop person. Yeah. She's got to do it.
Isn't that so cool where you'll be like, wow, I thought I'd come here to say the, you know, the cookie person or the cake person. All of a sudden, I found this newfound love for being the bars person or whatever.
Yeah,
it's kind of like with Dan. He started out as a front end person, and then the baker got injured. She had to be out for a little while, and he kind of dived into the deep end and saved our butts.
Yeah.
It has been an adventure. There's almost always a pretty good sized list of things that need to be done, and every so often it gets steamrolled. You know, you start out with a big list, and the big list gets bigger no matter how fast you do anything.
Cheryl, I know you said you've been doing a lot of the cookies lately. Has there ever been like a week you've been in where it's like, Cheryl, change of plans, we got to do this?
Last week.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, if you got an example that comes to mind.
It's just kind of what I do. Yep. I can float to wherever I'm needed. So
flexed in and
yeah. It's really nice. I mean, I guess the first time I ever had to do anything was one of those situations. I was just the front person. As a matter of fact, it was early on, and I think it was because I was the oldest person around that I just kind of, you know, you didn't want the girls there alone. And I was there, and someone came in. It was really hot out with a cake that had kind of fallen a little bit on the side, and nobody else was around. Yep. And it was like,
oh no,
I'm going to learn how to fix this cake today. She was out of town. Frizz had another thing. It's like, I'm becoming a cake decorator.
Yeah.
and she actually did a fantastic job. I mean, I remember seeing the picture of that, and that was, you did well.
And
you
it was a giraffe.
Well. Oh,
it
wow.
had spots, and it was like, you learn, you do what you have to do.
You improvise, and you've all of a sudden, hey, I'm this jigsaw piece this week, and it works. And all of a sudden, you got another tool in your tool shed.
Yeah. Last week I threw her back to bake bars. And
oh gosh, I love your guys' bars. My goodness. I guess speaking of items, has there been any standout new items or flavors in the rotation at O for Heavens this year that you'd like to give? So, that been a big hit with the
cherry almond cupcakes. Those have been doing very well lately, and we used to have them in just our muffins, but more and more people were starting to request that flavor. So sure, it was like, let's run it as a cupcake because we got more and more cakes that wanted that.
Yeah.
I know. I believe I tried the cherry almond, and I got to add this to my rotation. And you guys sometimes just do seasonal ones too, not all year round, right?
Yep. Yeah. Spring will be, anytime now, we'll be bringing back the orange cupcake, key lime, root beer float.
I've had the root beer float. Yeah. That is A+.
Yep. So those will be coming back soon.
And depending on popularity, seasonal items do not have to stay seasonal.
Yeah.
You get the demand for, hey, any chance of, hey, this is now one of our most popular year-round things.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, we got more to come here with Dan, Cheryl, Sherry, and Friz of Over Heaven's Cakes and more. But we're going to take a little bit of a break, but we're going to mix things up a bit. Instead of me doing the ad read for Over Heaven's Cakes and more, you guys are one of our awesome, awesome advertisers here at Grand Forks Best Source. I'm going to throw it for you guys. So I don't know if we want to do it off our ad read or if you guys just want to give us your own custom bespoke hard sell for Over Heaven's Cakes and more. I'm going to play the jingle and throw it to whoever wants to jump in. There we go. O for Heaven's Cakes and More.
Thank you for coming to O for Heaven's Cakes and More, where we love to make your day sweeter.
Awesome. Where can people find you in town here?
You can find us in the Grand Cities Mall. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They keep changing the titles on me. Midtown Market in that area. North backside of the mall at door 3. Come on in, and we're right inside the door. Or you can email us or Facebook us or call us.
And I see we got the information scrolling along the bottom of the screen, 701-757-2253. Or I guess, for short, CAKE, 757-CAKE.
Yep.
Or email oforheavenscakes@yahoo.com. And we got on here a little catchphrase, be a beautiful cupcake in a world full of muffins, O for Heaven's Cakes in the Grand Cities Mall. And again, it's not just cakes, cupcakes, pies, bars, cookies.
Yep, banana bread.
Banana bread. I saw a photo on Over Heaven's Cakes social media, you going to town on the banana bread.
Oh, yeah, that's a really fun one to make, and it is just so tempting when I bake it.
I'm having flashbacks to my mom's homemade banana bread, and yeah, that was always one of her specialties. People can just order that by the loaf or slice or...
Either way.
Either way.
Some people have ordered loaves.
Oh, man. I don't know. My mom would be like, Mom, you think you got good banana bread? Check this out. She. I don't know if she'll be like, I got to try this, or she'll glare at me.
I did that with... Well, I never said it to my mom, but I grew up thinking my mom's banana bread was the best. And anybody repeats this to my mom, I will send out a hitman. And once we started making banana bread here, I have another lady's recipe, and my mom made me one while we were working, and I tried it, and I'm like, oh my God, how did I ever think this was good? Ours in the shop is so much better. But she does redeem herself because the carrot cake is her recipe. So
that's always her go-to.
The carrot cake is absolutely fantastic. I have never had another one like it anywhere.
Oh, man.
That is another fun one to make.
you've done the carrot cake too there, Dan?
Yeah. Yep. I do the baking. Well, I don't do the bars, but I do all of the other stuff.
So is there a certain one where you're like, today's carrot cake day, today's banana bread day? Is there one day where you're just like, all right, this is it, I'm in go mode?
Most days I'm like that.
Most days? Well, that just means you love it all.
Every once in a while I have to grab a monster and fake it, but most days I just really love it.
Hey, we all need our pick-me-up some days.
Yes.
Yes, or coffees or choice of caffeine, hydration, yes. Right? Oh, gosh.
I would like to encourage people to buy the banana bread by the slice, because if they do that, we get the ends and we get to eat them in the bakery.
Oh, nice.
Well, so everybody needs to order it by the slice, please.
I think I know what I'll be getting the next time I make my ritual stop in there. Oh, gosh. Now, We kind of teased it here at the top of the show that it's that time for coming off after the break. And again, people watching, just tuning in, we want to hear your comments or questions for the Oh for Heaven's crew. Just type them away in the live chat here for those watching live, or call or text in 701-213-0863 if you've got any questions or comments for the Oh for Heaven's Cakes and More crew. But we got our little gallery here of photos on tap here that... Frizz and Sherry sent me a bunch of photos here, so we're just going to go do some curation for us of some of the very, very awesome creative pastries and cakes that you guys do. So, Paul, I'm ready when you are.
Oh, that's one of mine. So the first cake on the left is actually the third cake I ever did for Oh for Heaven's Cakes. It was one of my first unicorn cakes. Unicorn cakes are definitely a favorite of mine now. But it kind of shows how I've progressed in style and coloring and writing. I really love it, because I think that is actually the same person's order, just a year of difference.
Oh, well. They love unicorns.
I honestly do think it is. And it was just so much fun seeing the difference that a year makes.
Oh, yeah, you can see the detail. Yeah.
That is the tiniest cake we have ever done.
That picture is probably making it seem a little bigger than it actually is. You kind of got a size comparison there.
There's a toothpick right next to it, standard size toothpick. It is a 4-inch double heart done in what is called a vintage style. And those are molded butterflies that Sherry actually made herself. And I just attached them on, and I mean, it did not look real when it was done. It looked like a toy cake.
Wow. Like literal bite size.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wonderful. And what do we have here?
That was actually a wedding cake. That is that's the first wedding cake I've ever done for Oh for Heaven's Cakes, I think. They wanted geometric, they wanted purple, and they wanted flowers that really stood out. And so there's edible gold paint on certain lines of the geometric, and it's, of course, covered in glitter. You can't have a pretty cake without glitter.
For better and worse, I'm speaking on when you say glitter, I just think of cards having glitter, and as awesome as those are, my fingers regret it. The glitter bomb, right?
Yes. We have a little fun around the shop. Anytime there's a cake that needs glitter, everybody comes running over because they want to be glittered.
Oh, wow.
Because when you spray it, it doesn't just go onto the cake. It goes into the air, and people come walking through it so that they get covered in glitter.
Oh, wow.
So it literally is a glitter bomb. You are correct.
You guys are all about the glitter.
Yes.
Awesome.
This is one of the Easter pieces. It's got Easter eggs all around the edge, and it's got a little bunny butt sticking out of a hill with its Easter basket tipped over on the side.
Oh, I love it. Easter cakes. Heck yeah.
Oh, this is one that they just ordered last minute this past weekend. Sunflowers, and it's just white chocolate with the sunflowers piped on it. Sticking up, and then some real blueberries. And
Oh, actual real blueberries. Yep. Oh, heck yeah.
Yep, we do fruit on cakes.
Oh, man. Yeah, and you guys do like fruit filling and stuff too, I want to say, right? I think I experimented with that when I got mine for my dad last year. And he was a big fan.
Yeah, my succulent cactus cake. It's for a friend's birthday.
Oh, you know, I got a random question for you guys. I'll save it for after the pictures here.
Yeah, this is a popular one for when you get up there in age.
Toilet paper cake.
Yeah, poop emoji and all that.
Got it. Yeah, it's in. They're always in the memes. I think that meme is here indefinitely.
Yep.
Wiener dog.
This is a cupcake and cake. Yeah, my little dachshund that I did for somebody.
Well, it's cool. You have that hybrid.
Yeah.
And you don't, at a glance, I thought that would be like a cake, but it's like is actually both. People can just go up and grab. You don't have to worry about the slicing it up there. And,
and you can slice up the head later, you know, when you want to do that in private.
Well, you got to have a little regret going into it. Not the nose. Not the eyes.
And these are, we handmade the bear, everything on there. The ladder and everything. It was for a baby shower.
Yeah, that
first
one was a
birthday.
Little bit of a collaboration we worked on. I did the moon and the ladder. You did the teddy bear. And I kept watching that teddy bear going, what in the world? How in the world is she doing that?
That's so adorable. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Love it. And we can do bouquets.
Yep, cupcake
bouquets.
I
like
bouquets.
To make my flower bouquets, make it look like it's wrapped in the tissue paper and everything. So that's just a little something that I add. I don't know. I haven't seen too many people do that, but...
Yeah, it's the small details that just take it from one level all the way up to the next.
I've never seen anything like that. That's I love how that all comes together like that. Oh, that's fantastic.
Pickle cake.
Yeah, that one was fun to do. I love pickles.
And that's actually cream cheese frosting on there.
Oh, my gosh. That looks mammoth.
Yeah, it was. It's on a half sheet board, so it's pretty good sized. And then if you have the picture after it, it has cupcakes.
Is that the person's actual name, Pickleton?
Their nickname.
Oh, wow, or nickname. Okay, yeah, I was going to say that's...
You didn't have the pickle cupcakes on there.
Yeah, they had cupcakes, and I made individual pickles on each one, too.
Oh, phenomenal.
Yep.
Now, this is one of Sherry's specialties.
Yeah, this is our Highland Cows. And it was a first birthday, so you got the matching smash cake that we can do... To match the cake.
I mean, the amount of layers and details into that is like you can see like the cow's like skin there and like it's like I can only imagine the amount of time invested into this many
just
hours.
Just a little time. I mean,
well, I guess you guys are pros, right? you got it down to a science.
Yeah,
I love when Sherry gets the Highland cows though, because those are my favorite things to see when she's done because they're just so adorable.
Yeah, done them in cakes and cupcakes.
Oh my gosh.
This one I had to include. This is Dale's favorite.
When I stopped in, you showed me when you were working on this, and this is, oh my gosh. Go ahead first. I'm sorry.
That is actually a chocolate ganache on the outside of the cake. I believe we used, is that one that we used the Bundt cake pan for? And then we just added on the ganache, smoothed out some of the ridges from the Bundt cake, and it was a blast because we've all grown up with The Simpsons. We've all seen it, whether or not it's your favorite show. But the iconic is that donut.
Yes.
And somebody comes in wanting a donut cake. I always ask them, okay, do you want this style cake, this style, or a Simpsons donut? And whenever they say Simpsons donut, I'm like, yes!
So you've done a number of these then?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Donut cakes have rapidly become some of my favorites. I love it. There's even a cake I did where I took some of the cake trimmings and I molded them like a cake pop into actual donuts that we set on top.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to remember some of these here. Yeah. take some notes.
This was one that Sherry dropped me into.
is that a catfish?
That I'm not sure if it was a bass or a catfish. I can't remember, but she had a 3D shaped cake, and she was like, "Frizz, it's a fish. Take it,
Paul." I want to say maybe a catfish, maybe, or what do you say, Paul?
I'd say bass.
Or bass? Yeah. Okay. I'm a little
since it's green.
Green. Oh, I guess. Yeah.
Says Dale. Maybe this is your future cake.
Oh
Dale.
Gosh. Yeah.
Are you 60 yet?
I'm on my way. On my way.
There's the pickles.
Hey. Awesome. Pickled cupcakes. That one with the cake order?
It was not a flavor.
Yeah, no, it was not pickle-flavored cakes.
Oh, gosh. That would be one of the more unique flavors, probably.
Yes, I actually thought at one time, I think it was around COVID, where it was a big thing on Facebook.
Yeah.
Maybe bread and butter, pickle the sweeter flavor. Sauce?
No, they just, it was pickle juice and stuff to make the cake, so...
All right,
that would be rather interesting.
Thank you, guys. That was marvelous. Oh my gosh, that nice. We wouldn't be an interview with Over Heaven's Crew without having a nice little art cake cupcake curation gallery. I absolutely love it. I have two follow up questions from those. So, Oh, I had a birthday with the family last week there, and I always find it interesting that the family's always like, oh, what do you want the actual cake to be? White, yellow? I'm like, you always like marble. It's marble. That's fine for me, but I don't really care one way or another. But do you guys have people particular when it comes time to the cake? Is there one that's like the more popular cake that
almond.
People order?
Almond
cake? Okay, I guess I've never. That's one I've never even thought of.
Yeah, it's just a regular flavor, but and there's no nut allergy with it because we use an almond emulsion, but it's our top seller and
even over like the mainstays, like white, yellow, chocolate, yep. Marble. Wow.
Yep.
That's as far as our regular flavors go. Now we do have a contender with it when it comes to our specialty flavors, the WCR. That is white cake, chocolate cake, and raspberry cake marbled together. That is also a very popular one, especially with wedding cakes.
That is fun to make.
He loves watching the swirls.
Making the marbling of any kind is just really fun. It's kind of the hidden artwork because I put a lot into making sure that it is marbled as nicely as possible. And I've been working on perfecting that as long as I've been there.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Question for the whole table is kind of maybe we'll go around here. Sherry, we'll start with you and go around. Most time you spent on a single project at Over Heaven's Cake? Could be a cake, cookie, bar, anything there.
Well.
Or if anyone else knows off the top of their head, want to jump in.
One thing at the shop, you don't get to just sit and work on one item.
Oh,
you
right.
are always jumping back and forth, but I would say one of my wedding cakes, I probably spent probably a good 10 hours on.
Wow, perfection.
Yeah, well, it was a 7-tier.
Wow, holy heck. Well, what do they all crowd clap?
Yeah.
Yes, oh my goodness.
So, yeah, that takes a long time to get it iced up, and then you can't carry something like that. So you have to take it in pieces, and then you get it to the place, and you finish it up, and oh yeah.
Now, though, I can only imagine though the bride and groom must have been 10 hours. Many just gave you all the kudos in the world.
Oh yeah. Well, I didn't get to talk to them, but their
wedding
coordinator absolutely loved it.
Awesome, Cheryl. How about for yourself? Most time on a project.
I am not one to ask because I don't think I stand and
do a
project at all. Although I will say that large order, it's 250 cupcakes. That will take me 3-4 hours to get the whole set put together.
Wow. Still, a whole batch. That adds up. It adds up. 3 or 4 hours. Oh, my. Dan, Frizz?
Oh, goodness. I don't know.
For me, it's kind of a round robin of multitasking because, you know, I'll start on the frosting. Once that gets working, then I have to run away from the mixture and work on some, pan up a few cakes. And then in the middle of that, I've got to run over to, we've got like 3 big mixers in the back. So, you know, I run over to another mixer. I'm making some batter because you go through batter really, really fast.
I believe it. Well, you're just kind of like almost ubiquitous all over the place there, it sounds like.
Yes.
Just kind of constantly jumping.
Oh, yeah. There is a lot of multitasking in the back, and I'm always trying to get better at that because it will always be a challenge.
Now, next thing I have I want to bring up here, I always get a kick out of this. I see it on your social media, too, and I can't help it whenever I walk into the mall. I walk through by your guys' entrance. I always see Frizz's marker board. You guys are – Frizz, you're always updating it, and that's – that. Just the art on a marker board is just, you go all out on that just as much as the cakes.
Yeah, I try to kind of keep with a little bit of a theme depending on the season, depending on, you know, what's been popular that year. Like right now, our vintage cakes, my most recent marker board is centered around the vintage style cake, which has been very popular in the heart shape, where you get a lot of shell border pipe work, beads or ribbons around the middle edges, things like that. And it's just been a very big thing lately.
I know you mentioned you wanted to talk about some of the vintage cakes, too. Like, that's been one of your things you wanted to make sure to hit up on.
Yeah, because that's a really growing trend right now, is 21st birthdays, 16th birthdays, things like that. they're loving the vintage. And we even had a really fun Easter cake that kind of had a watercolor style rabbit on top of it. And they look so hard, but when they're done, they're so beautiful.
Oh, wow. Just to get the finished results and just be like, I mean, anyone doing a project doesn't have to be baking, but could be anything, just a personal project where all of a sudden you're like, you can't help but just have that moment of, all right, this is awesome. I love this, right?
Yeah. We're sending Dan away. Oh. He's got to go let an employee in.
Oh, yep, absolutely. Dan, thank you so much for joining us today, man. I'm sure I'll see you soon enough there. Yes, and Yes, thank you, Dan. Oh, gosh. I see we got another comment in the chat from Lindsay Jade saying she loved the Halloween cookies there. Those were a big hit then.
Oh, yeah, they're always a big hit. They're fun to do. Yes. I like doing it. Halloween's one of our favorites.
I love the Halloween cookies, too, but I'm going to tell you, I love playing with the cookies. So if anybody has anything like...
any new ideas?
The circus. I mean, I go home and I just look for what can I do with the cookies. Mm-hmm. Mother's Day is coming up. I saw a really cute cake the other day where they decorated the cake and then they decorated one slice of it. So just, you know, one little sixth or eighth of it. Aww. And then there's an arrow that says for mom and it had all these special things. So anyway, I like playing with that. So with the Halloween cookies in mind, if you have anything, call and ask me to make it because I love doing those.
I know I've been to my fair share of Halloween bashes over the years. And I want to say like the cookies and cupcakes, those seem to be a hit over there.
Oh, yeah.
We say that's safe to say that's the most popular orders for Halloween time?
I would say so, yeah. There's so many different things you can do, so...
Now, I always like to make sure to bring this up whenever we have you guys on, but just a reminder in case there's people tuning in for the first time for an interview with Over Heaven's Cakes and More, just plugging the catering you do for business owners and businesses. You guys, if people want to inquire about it, you got to do all kinds of promotions, right?
Oh, yeah. We do all different things. Like for the one place, we do cupcakes every month for their employees. You get a 10% discount if you do monthly orders. We have a few others that we do birthday cakes monthly for. You know, it's just nice to do a little appreciation to your staff. I mean, it's not much, but it's a little, and you wouldn't believe how much employees appreciate it.
Well, increases morale.
Yep, shows exactly.
Shows that the management loves spreading the love.
Yeah, except for my staff, for some reason, doesn't like it if I try to give them, you know, a cake that they just made.
Hey, wait a second. No.
Although I can't deny there are times where it's okay to get a cake, even if you just made it. Because you know what? We don't always get to taste what we make.
Yeah.
And do you still do the like special U&D deliveries? I think that's something we talked about
parents
in the past.
Call in all the time, you know, missing their child for their birthdays and everything. And we have a delivery person that will deliver them all out to them and... They either do cupcakes or cakes or, you know, anything.
All of the above.
And we can deliver out to the air base, too, if anybody out there needs anything.
Guys got special love to take care of the military. That's awesome.
Yes, 10% discount.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. Very, very cool. I got like a final question to wrap here, but before we get to that, is there anything I missed that you want to make sure we had a chance to talk about? Any like upcoming events, special like things going on in the on the menu that are being offered there at Overham's Cakes, or just shout outs or things or anything like that?
Well, one thing that we always want to make sure people realize is that we do have a dozen special. You buy 11 of a certain item and you get the 12th one free.
I don't think that counts for wedding cakes if anyone's on number 12.
No, that's wedding, standard orders. Yep.
Wedding cake number 12.
Yeah.
Oh, my lordy.
I was going to say for wedding cakes, though, we do a free cake tasting. You just need to call us up. You can choose up to 5 different flavors to try. We'll sit down with you. We can discuss your wedding, give different options. We can cover pretty much any budget and get you a beautiful cake.
Now, I was kind of asking before the show, too. I think if I remember, you said there's like a spring promotion you have going on right now.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot. We're just going to start it on Tuesday. It was kind of gloomy today, and I just thought, you know, We need a little brightness, so we're going to have some bite-sized different items packaged up and available for our spring special.
Oh, gosh. Heck, yeah.
Rainy days, and got to get your sweets in.
So all kinds of spring bundles coming in. Just people just go in and inquire, and you'll have all kinds of goodies ready.
Yes.
Yes, so. That way you can get a variety. If you haven't had a chance to try anything, you didn't want to get a full-size thing, you can have little bite-sized bits.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. Heck, yeah. Now, final question to wrap up here. It's been about a year ago since we first had you guys on here, so I love having you on. It's kind of be a little kind of like twice a year. I'm thinking having you guys on to kind of preview the wedding graduation season and kind of preview like the holidays back half of the season there. I think this is cool. Now, in this year time, has there been? I think we kind of maybe touched on this a little bit, but if there's anything else that comes to mind, just a standout memory from the past year since we've had you on here the first time for the whole table here. You made a certain customer's day with a certain like special customized order, like just seeing, you know, there's that, you know, that kind of like that cliche, you know, putting smiles on faces. Yep. Has there been like a standout moment like that where you could just tell you guys went above and beyond and you just made the customer's day like no other?
There was a lady who called us. I think she called us on a Friday and she needed the cake the next day on Saturday and she was frantic. I can't remember what happened, but it was her mother's mm-hmm. birthday. And she was unable, it was one of those things of, I believe Sherry was out of town, and that's why this is really stand out to me, was because this lady called panicking. She needed a cake. She wanted something special for her mother. She didn't want it to look like it had come off of a shelf somewhere. And I was like, no problem. And she was like, are you serious? Do you mean it? Can you get that done for me? And I was like, yeah, what flavor do you want? And we just, Dan whipped it out. He got that cake into the oven and got it out of the oven, and we immediately got to working on it. And she came and picked it up, and I swear she just about cried.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Well, we got it. Yes. Well, that's got to be super special. You know, obviously, that's like a huge ask, but I think we've all been there where just something you thought you had ready at the last minute, you need a backup plan, and you guys pulled through for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the really special moments for me, is when we can save somebody's day, you know, when we can take what looks like it's going to be a disaster and turn it around and make it their favorite day of the year.
Cheryl, standout moment from the past year at Oh for Heaven's Cakes?
You know, I think I'm going to go with something a little more simple, and this is just from the last week. A mother came in, and her daughter was turning 15, and she didn't think the daughter was going to want a cake or anything like that. And then all of a sudden, just, yeah, Mom, I do. Let's do a special. And it's those daily times when people come in and they think the world is just going all real smooth, and then all of a sudden it's just a small thing, but it's for them. Yeah. Or, you know, for them to make someone else feel better too. And that's where I think it can make a big difference.
Just all of a sudden, spur of the moment, spontaneous. Yeah. I want to do this for you. You mean a lot to me. That you said that was just this past week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Sherry. Past year, standout memory, made the customer's day, or just a standout
many
day.
Mental breakdowns.
No.
Sherry's favorite moment from the last year was the day I walked in.
Hey, there we go.
Yes, I think. Just being able to, every day is special for me because I've got the best job. I've got the best people around me.
Although some days it's the days where you know that your staff has it and you get to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah. They know how to step up and fill in where needed, right?
Yep.
Heck so. Yeah. Very, very cool. Well, I think before we wrap up here, once again, just to give that just nice reminder for people, best way to reach out and contact you, social media, phone, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Email, Instagram, Facebook, Messenger, call us. Calling is always the best, but we usually only answer while we're open. So we are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. So give us a call, and that's 701-757-CAKE or 2253.
Mary.
My favorite is actually talking to people on the Facebook Messenger for the business. I love when people send in photos and we can discuss what parts they like, what parts they don't like. I sadly don't get to do it too much during the workday because we have our hands full.
Now, I do got people listening right now or watching, I do got the links for all your contact information, phone number, email, Facebook, all that is in the description for this episode. So
perfect.
Makes easy way to get you easy contact details there. So, hey, Sherry, Cheryl, Friz, and Dan, this has been awesome. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. This has been a blast.
Thanks for having us.
It's always fun being here. I just was sad that I didn't get to come in last time.
There we go. Well, we made up for it bigger and better today, right?
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back to wrap it up after some words from the Spirit of America Bike and Car Show.
It's the 2024 Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Bike and Car Show, Saturday, April 13th and Sunday, April 14th at the Alaris Center. See a wide array of vintage automobiles and motorcycles. Tickets are only $10, with veterans and kids 12 and under free with a paying adult. There'll be live music, award ceremonies, a beer garden, and over $100,000 in multi-raffle ticket prizes, highlighted by a 2024 Harley-Davidson Road Glide Special, a Polaris Northstar Edition Ranger with trailer, and a 2024 golf cart. Net proceeds benefit Law Enforcement Memorial Park, Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota, Minnesota, Journey Home Animal Rescue, Red River Valley Community Action, and many other local charities. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit the Alaris Center box office or go online to the website rrvmnd.org.
All right, coming up later today on Grand Forks Best Source, make sure to tune in at 1 p.m. for Common Sense Uncensored with Kit Brennan. It's going to be a great show. She brings it each and every week. We'll be back on Grand Forks Best Source tomorrow, 11 a.m., all new Hidden Agenda. I believe producer Paul will be hosting. And I want to make sure to give a big shout out to producer Paul here, too, for manning all the photos and all the ads, all that stuff. Thank you so much. And thanks again to today's sponsors, CNH Insurance, Oh for Heaven's Cakes and More, and the Spirit of America Bike and Car Show. And again, remember to like, share, tag, subscribe, follow Grand Forks Best Source on all the social media and podcast apps, and hit that pound notification bell to receive the alerts for whenever we go live. Remember, the Grand Forks are a pretty sweet place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.